Hi.
Hey. Hi, my name is Dan. My name is Johnny Ochoa.
My name is Yvonne Rivera, and you're listening
and
to...
You're listening to...
PCC Voices.
Voices.
On LancerRadio.org.
Hashtag listen, watch, and learn at PCC Voices. This is Dot Cannon, and thank you for listening this morning as we talk about the arts at PCC. Well, if you picked up a copy of The Courier lately, our student-run newspaper, you may very well have seen a front-page image of a PCC swim team member splashing his way to victory, or maybe a picture of a student sitting outside puffing on a cigarette. And either way, you're looking at the work of Antonio Gandara. Antonio's been working on The Courier now for the past year and a half, started as a staff photographer, and was moved up to online editor and recently promoted to photo editor. So congratulations, Antonio, as you join me in studio. It's good to have you join me.
Thank you very much.
Let's talk about photography for starters. How'd you first get interested in taking pictures?
Well, I was always like interested in all the visual elements like video, photography, and all the stuff, even animation. But for some reason or another, you know how life takes you to some places you don't think about. And that's what happened with me. One time I was taking this photo class here, and I took the journalism class, and I didn't know, and I was part of the paper just by taking that class.
So that meant that you now had to do assignments for the Courier.
That's right.
Now, what was that like, your first assignment for the PCC Courier as a photographer?
You know, it was funny because I remember at the beginning I was like taking assignments. We have this budget meeting every week. So we see all the assignments, all the stories that are going to be published during that week. So we have to choose some assignments. And I was like, okay, I'm going to take this one. And I was taking the photos, but I wasn't like turning in my work because I wasn't like sure. I was feeling insecure about it. So it was funny at the beginning. But once you like get confidence, it gets really, really better. And that was it.
What got you confident to turn your work in?
I'm sorry?
How did you get the confidence? You weren't so sure they were good enough, but how did you finally get to where, yeah, maybe I think I'll turn this in?
Well, I think you have to just keep trying. Just keep trying. And at the end, you know that if it works, they're going to use it. If it doesn't, maybe they're not going to use it, but nothing happens. You just have to keep trying like any skill, because photography is a skill, and you have to keep trying and keep like practicing.
That is a great tip, I think, for anybody, especially people that are starting new at college, because sometimes you're a little scared to put your ideas forward. Sometimes you're thinking, is this any good or is it not? And I think that's a great point that you've just made.
Yeah, exactly.
With your photography. Now, what are there some specific boundaries as a photographer on The Courier? Can you not photograph something in any way, shape, or form? Are there rules?
Well, you know, here, a good thing we have at PCC, we have the freedom to do whatever we want. I mean, like going and say if something is true, we can go for it. But of course, we have limits and we have make sure like the photograph is like real, nothing staged, nothing like it's going to affect the person in the photography. But as long as we can, if it's something real, it's something that's happening, we can go for it.
So, in other words, very much like when you do audio reporting, you must not manipulate the news in
exactly.
any way. You have to tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
How do you go from outside and find the stories that will best illustrate what you're looking for?
Well, you know, it has to be like really visual appealing. Because sometimes, you know, we have this story, like it's a meeting, right? But, you know, usually meetings are like boring. Like, if you go to a meeting, there's, like, people sitting down and talking. So you have to, like, be creative and, like, move around. Maybe, like, step on a table, step on a chair so you can have an overview. So it really, like, challenged you to try to make justice to the story. Because if you have a good story, you want to have, like, a good picture to go with it.
Step on a table, get an overview of a meeting that's going
to be... Or get on the floor, whatever works.
That's a neat idea.
Yeah.
What have been some of the more unusual perspectives you have had to take over the past year and a half?
Oh, I guess it's when we were having all these budget cuts and we weren't getting all these classes. When we were having all these protests on the meeting, the board meetings, I think that was very interesting, and I'll see this different side from the community, the student community. Like, they were raising their voices, so, like, people will... So they will get all the classes they wanted.
What did you see that really surprised you?
Oh, some people getting arrested during a board meeting, and I think that's one of the highlights.
That was a shot, really, that captured the story right there.
Yeah.
I remember seeing that one on the front page.
I know.
Now that you are photo editor, do I understand correctly what a photo editor does? What's your average workday like?
Well, a newspaper can be divided into two sections. We have the writing section and the photography section. Basically, the writer side, the editor-in-chief is in charge of the content, and the photo editor is in charge of all the visual in the paper, the new design. I don't know if you have seen, we have a new design on the paper, and you're in charge of all the photographers, and you have to be there to help them to get the best photo they can get.
What do you tell your photographers about, other than what you've just told me about get unusual angles and stuff like that, about getting the best out of their camera and out of their talent?
Oh, you have to, like, leave any if you're embarrassed or if you're shy, you have to leave it at the door. Because there's no way you can do that if you're, like, shy person. If you're like, oh, I'm not sure if I should do this. You have to go for it. Like, talk to people. Ask them, like, hey, can I take a photo of you? Nothing's going to happen if they say no. And maybe they say yes, and you get an awesome picture.
I have just heard you say, leave Antonio behind, and now you're the camera. Now you're the part of the staff that does the pictures.
Because, you know, the camera makes you, like, give you some kind of power. Because if you were just a regular person sitting there, you wouldn't be doing all this stuff. But just because you have a camera in your hands, you have the power to do some other stuff, to be around the table, to be around the people, to talk to people that you don't usually talk to. So I think it's an opportunity.
And with all this opportunity and such, what are you talking about in terms of work hours? How long is your work day average, on average?
Oh, well, thankfully, this is only a weekly edition. But we have a production day on Wednesday. We have the paper every Thursday. So Wednesday, the whole day practically is a production day. We are there from noon to even sometimes 10 p.m. But you are working constantly during the week. You are getting the pictures. You are, like, you're having meetings about what's going to be in the pictures, what you get, what you didn't get. So you have to send some other people to get the photos. So I will say it's a very heavy load.
It sure sounds like it. What has been one of your favorite experiences of a picture you didn't get that you had to send to the people and then got something good?
It's usually when we have stories about news that are really hard to cover. When we talk to the photographers and they come back with something, it's usually when you capture that moment, when you capture that emotion, just maybe it's just a facial expression, and that captures the whole heart of the story. So you can tell, it goes again, the story with the news that we're trying to tell the public.
And what about the future for you? With telling stories now, with what you've gotten a chance to do with your photography, what are you thinking of in terms of a future professional career?
Well, you know, I think it's very interesting because you have the opportunity in this media, in this career, especially the newspaper. It's not only about newspaper, the actual paper anymore. It's about the website. It's about having some video. It's about having some interactive stuff. So I think we have, like, plenty of room to play. So I will say I'm confident about the future. I'm going to be here for another year in the paper in this position. So hopefully after, I can find something in a newspaper, maybe a TV station, a radio station, and it could be from photography to video to design, because I think the career is something that has helped me with is to train and practice all my skills.
In fact, we didn't say a word about the fact that you were an online editor before. From being the staff photographer and working online, what did you have to do differently? How did you have to look at photography differently then?
Well, you know, on the paper, we have the deadline is every Thursday. But when it's a website, when it's online, the deadline is yesterday. So everything has to be, like, right at the moment. Breaking news, it has to be done the same moment. So that was the biggest change I saw, that everything has to be quicker, everything has to be faster, and you have to be more creative. You have the opportunity to have galleries, online galleries. You can have videos. So that was something that I was able to work with.
That sounds like a lot of fun, actually, making the online galleries.
It is. It really is. People think sometimes that it's boring, like news. Ah, oh, who cares about news? But it's really interesting and it's really fun if you're really passionate about it.
And you seem extremely passionate about it. What would you consider has been your best challenge as a photographer, and what's been the most fun you've had in the past year or so?
Well, definitely is this position that I have right now. Being on the photo editor and being in charge of this department in the paper, I think it's the biggest challenge. And it's a little bit more overwhelming than I thought, but it's really fun. And I don't regret it at all.
When is it most overwhelming?
just having these long hours and having this new design, because when we started this new semester, we have a new design, redesign on the paper. I don't know if you have seen it. And we were working because we changed software, and, well, some technical stuff that probably you don't want to know about it. But it was really challenging, like learning all this stuff, new stuff, and trying to come with something modern, something attractive to the people.
In fact, put that into a layperson's terms. You could probably say a lot of technical language right now about making the new design, but what did you do to change it? How is the paper different now?
We wanted to make it more visual. That's the thing, because before I feel like we were having like issues there, but we were trying to have more visual stuff and people could be more attracted to pick up a copy from the stand.
It seems to be working really well. Before we wrap up here, what's your advice to anybody that wants to be, as you are, a photojournalist?
Just, if you're a student here at PCC, just take the class. If you have taken Photo 21, you can take these classes that we have, Journalism 22 and 23. And if you take that class, you're going to be part of this paper. And trust me, it's going to be one of the most amazing experiences you can live here in the college.
Photo 21, Journalism 22, and Journalism 23.
That's right.
Antonio, thank you for your time today.
No, thank you for having me.
You and I have been listening to Antonio Gandara, photo editor of the PCC Courier. I'm Dot Cannon. We have more PCC Voices coming up just ahead on LanceryRadio.org.